Students with multiple POPs will be included in applicable performance cohorts for each period of participation. In our example, student X had two periods of participation. The student did not achieve an EFL gain in the first period of participation, did not post-test, but did achieve an educational gain in the second POP. For state performance, this student has one match out of two POP cohorts for measurable skill gains, 50%. In this example, having multiple periods of participation hurts performance. Note, a student with multiple POPs will only count once towards a program's contracted enrollment number.